This is the Eric in the Morning Podcast, brought to you by ComEd. ComEd is suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least July 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. You have a question, we use your Hey, I Was Wondering. You get valuable prizes, that Eric in the Morning travel mug. You can email us, eric@wtmx.com. You can text us, 60123. You can go to any of our social media sites and leave us a message. Violetta will keep her eye out for those. And let's see what we have. Ready?
Yep.
Hi, Eric. I was thinking into the future. Do you realistically see that chips dip and a Mexico trip will happen this upcoming year?
Oh, I hope.
This briefly came up on the show yesterday. And then there were some conversations about it off the air as we try to wrap our arms around Chip's dip and a Mexico trip.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, we've got the jingle. We hate to waste the jingle. Missy?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You haven't used it a lot.
Uh-huh. Since, you know, with all the COVID talk, I was wondering if it will happen. Have you all started planning it? Thanks. Just wondering. Love the show. Ivan. Ivan, there have been some casual conversations about the future of Chip's dip in a Mexico trip. I was wondering if we could even travel to Mexico. And then we did the story yesterday. Ryan Seacrest is there. So,
well,
you know, but he's just
there
on vacation with, you know, his rich friends and his private jets.
That's
exactly.
True.
Obviously, the opportunity exists to go there. But whether or not you can cobble together a chartered flight with the folks from Apple Vacations and about 500 of our closest friends and take them down there. That's a monumental task in this age of COVID right now, right?
I know.
Who knows? You know, we usually go in February or March.
Yeah.
But it takes 6 months to plan this stuff.
Oh, Nick
Karwowski
right.
has to do 3 advanced trips just by himself for a week at a time.
Yeah, he might have to cut those advanced trips out, but I think it's possible, isn't
so
it?
So I actually, and don't throw anything out because this is going to lead to the Eric in the Morning list,
but
in the meeting yesterday with Captain Hollywood, and Big Karwowski, after we talked about how great the fireworks are going to be, we brought this up and had a discussion, and I kind of threw out, okay, well, what if we put something together and, you know, just for a year we stayed domestic? And you know, we didn't leave the country, but we did something cool domestically.
Huh.
You know, like Vegas.
Right. Oh, I've been begging for Vegas.
You know, like something
for
like
years.
That.
Yes.
And they both stared at me blankly. Mm-hmm. And said, let's get back to talking about how cool the fireworks are going to be.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
Get yourself ready because I think that's a fairly decent option. But, you know, there's, again, a lot of moving parts. You have to find a hotel partner that can accommodate 500 of our closest mixed listener friends.
Yeah. Well, if any place can do it, Vegas probably could.
You know, put together the whole process of a couple of days of live broadcast, et cetera, et cetera. It's a mammoth task.
It is.
Oh, we kidding. We just go down there with an iPad. The same one we're playing the fireworks on. We just do the show right off the iPad.
That's what you could, but, yeah.
Right. 312-233-1019. So if Chip's dip in a Mexico trip can't happen, and I'm not saying that it can't, I'm just speculating. I'd like to always have a plan B ready to go. Where would we go domestically that would be unexpected? You know, like, I don't know, we take 500 people camping in Yellowstone? Do we go to Mount Rushmore? Do we go to the Holodome and in
Rockford.
It's not in Valparaiso.
You've got a Holodome over there somewhere, don't
we
you?
We do?
I think so. You know, where it's in February.
Yeah.
We can be inside, poolside.
Yeah.
Same thing. You know, we bring Lizzo to the Holodome. And
oh, she'd wherever. Love it.
Like we did
I'll
just
have to
before.
Look it up because I'm
or
not sure.
Or else, you know, we move Chip's dip in a Mexico trip to a little bit warmer time of the year, you know, and hit some other destination.
Yeah.
Like these. What do you suggest?
Key West. You're going to get to Mexico.
Yeah, Key West.
Yeah.
That already has a certain touristy quality to it, which may be good or bad, depending on if we want to get away from that idea. I don't know. Hi, Kathy. You suggest?
Disney World.
Yeah, I see that. But here's the problem with Disney World. Everybody goes there. It's already kind of a destination. Plus, if you go do a show at Disney World, you got to follow their rules.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to interview Mickey.
Yeah,
he hasn't even talked.
You're going to need to talk to Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
You have to wait in line to see the princesses.
Yeah, I don't know if I want
I would hope they would put us at the front of the line if we were there. But
Melissa, I'm more concerned about the actual show. Melissa's concerned about what do I get to do while I'm there?
Right.
Well, I get to bypass lines?
Well, of course.
All right. Other places we could go. Sue.
Yeah, Mackinac Island. There's not a car on the island. Everybody's got to ride bikes and horses.
There you go. And, you know, Violetta was looking for some kind of island.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
Oh, this is very, very fancy, Stephanie.
Aspen.
Oh.
That's very fancy.
Oh, my God,
that
yes.
That would be fancy and pricey. All we don't have that kind of...
Do they let regular people into Aspen?
No, they don't.
I didn't think so. They had to be like a celebrity.
You know how they do temperature checks to go in places? They do just general, like, account checks.
Yeah. That and your IMDb page.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's something. All right, top three by your votes. If you're not going to go to Aspen, let's go to the Aspen of the Midwest, Jill.
Yes, I suggest Herman, Missouri.
Right, the Aspen
Ooh,
of the Midwest.
What's over there? Yeah, what is that?
Uh-huh.
It is a small town, a little quaint German town, surrounded in hills, wineries. There is probably about five wineries. They have Oktoberfest, Mai-Fest, Strassenfest, Wurstfest.
Beautiful.
They have every fest to think of.
A lot of
really?
Fests. Herman, Missouri.
Whoa.
At number two, Mike, we should take the show where?
Boise, Idaho.
I've actually wanted to go to Boise, Mike. I hear great things.
I've heard nothing about it.
Perfect.
All.
Even better.
Isn't that the capital?
You know who's out in Idaho are the Rancics. And
oh,
they may want to come back. I
really?
Think they might become permanent Idaho residents.
I know. It looks so
or
relaxing.
Or maybe Idahoans. Idahoans.
Idahoans, right?
Datahoes.
Yeah. I don't know. And finally, listen to this one. In at number one. I think you might be onto something. We could have a lot of fun. With what, Brian?
Chip zipping a New Mexico trip.
All right.
Marketing department on fire.
New Mexico trip. Maybe we go to New Mexico.
That one's amazing. Just because it fits the jingle.
If we can't go to Mexico, we go to New Mexico. Hello, Albuquerque. Right, Brian?
Correct.
I like it.
So creative. I can't even.
Chips dip in a New Mexico trip. That might be good.
We might be going to New Mexico.
All right. So Mark Wahlberg took to Instagram yesterday and said, here's a picture of me with my shirt off to go right next to the picture of me with my shirt off and the 10 pictures before me with, my shirt off.
Uh-huh.
But this one, I took my shirt off for a reason because I got an allergy test, said Mark Wahlberg, and I'm allergic to everything. So tomorrow I'll post a picture on Instagram of me with my shirt off. Where you can see that my back has recovered nicely from my allergy test.
Maybe he's allergic to cotton, his shirt.
That could be. Strange things that you found out you were allergic to. Let's see what we've got here. You ready? Hi there, Ron. What are you allergic to?
Hey, I'm allergic to chocolate.
Chocolate. Tough way to get through life.
You poor thing.
Horrible.
Break out in hives. All weird stuff happens.
Projectile vomiting within 30 seconds.
Oh my God.
Even better.
You what? And dogs, it's chocolate is bad for. Thank you. Patrick, you're allergic too. Hi, Patrick.
Oh, hey. Eric.
Coming at you.
So it's maple and walnut trees.
Maple and walnut.
Oh, okay. Wait, just the trees or like maple syrup too?
No, just the tree itself or the pollen that they put out.
As opposed to actually, like, if you were to climb one of them, you would have a horrible allergic reaction. It's the pollen and the...
No, I really don't. And that was what so I... Those were the only two pricks that I got on the back.
I got a couple. I can think of a couple off the top of my head right now. That's a whole other story, though.
Yeah.
Maple and Walnut, isn't that a restaurant up there in the Gold Coast?
Yeah.
Totally. Totally. Thank you.
Oh, man!
You are the joke. You have taken the mantle from Melissa.
But why can't I say it? I like that place.
Yeah. Hi there, Matt. Well, as long as you get what you like, that's what's most important.
I was going to make reservations.
Hi,
there.
Matt.
How you doing?
Allergic to what?
I'm allergic to cardboard.
Cardboard. Okay.
Really? That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
What happens to you when...
Arms break out, all red.
Ooh.
His phone went for the second time. That happened when he called a second ago. I think his wife's making him hang up. Tony, allergic too.
Hey, I'm allergic to chicken.
Chicken. Mm-hmm. Mm. Can't eat it. Can't have it.
Can't raise any. Every soup in every restaurant has chicken broth. And it takes about 3 hours, and I get severely sick.
Oh, wow.
Really?
No.
Man. This is sad.
Brian, allergic to what?
I am allergic to gold.
Really limiting your Mr. T look.
I'm I'm telling you, the wedding ring had to go back originally. All the jewelry had to go back. I have to stick to the cheap stuff.
There you go.
Oh, that is really weird. Usually it's the other way around.
Baby, I'm allergic to gold. Can't wear the ring. Sorry, baby, can't do it.
Yes, oh, my God.
Allergic to what, Maria?
Camel hair.
What? How did you find out?
Also, again, really limiting your Saharan desert trips.
Well, apparently, when I was tested umpteen years ago, and I'm allergic to everything, also like Mark, it used to be in paintbrushes.
Oh, really? So, yeah, you couldn't paint around your house. You had to hire people or make a husband or another person do it.
No, that's what your husband's for.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. See, there, I'm on to you there. And finally, Andrea, allergic to?
I am allergic to caterpillars.
Caterpillars. I wasn't aware that caterpillars really gave off any kind of or secreted any kind of thing that would cause a reaction.
So the fur on their back is actually stingers, and I got stung by a caterpillar a week ago.
Ew. Oh, weird.
Really?
Those are stingers?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. It is crazy.
Are you trying to pet the caterpillar?
No, it landed on my neck while I was outside.
Wow, I've never had that happen either. Yeah.
No, not at all. It was pretty outrageous, and the hive that I received was actually in the shape of a butterfly.
Wow. Fell right out of the tree, like one of the maple and walnut trees, which I believe is a delicious restaurant in the Gold Coast.
No, true.
It's not. It's maple and ash, and I'm trying to get a reservation there. The moment you realized you became your mother. Let's go, ladies. Let's go. 312-233-1019. Was it a phrase? Was it a place you went? Was it something you did? Like, I realize a lot of times when I listen to Melissa that she's become my mother.
Your mother?
Yeah.
How so?
When you go, you say stuff like, oh, you big goofball, oh, mercy. Like, that's what my mom says.
Yeah, well, when you're a mom.
312-233-1019, you big goofball. Vesna.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Became your mother. You realize the moment.
Oh, God. The one thing you don't mess with is my music, and my mom always criticized my choice of music.
I know you had the Wham all cranked up.
Wham.
Yes.
Right. Right. Yeah. Careless Whisper blaring from your room.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then what happened?
And now I'm finding myself doing that to my youngest son with his choice, and
yeah. Yeah, you're like, how could you? Turn the loud music down. Killing my ears. Mom, you're 35. Jerry.
Oh, yeah. We used to always have Sunday dinner. And after my mom passed away, I continued having the Sunday dinner for my five brothers and my dad.
Nice.
And I called them out to the table. I said, all right, dinner's ready, guys. And nobody came to the table. And I went back out to the family room and I said, guys, this isn't a restaurant. And they all looked at me and sat at the table and said, yes, mom.
Is that a mom phrase? Your mom used to throw that one out?
Yes.
Is that what it was? This isn't a restaurant.
Yeah, it sounds like a mom thing.
Yeah, it does.
Let's get in here now.
Come on, man. Yeah, that's
grilling
music.
Violetta wanted to talk about asparagus falling through the grill. We got no time for asparagus on our grill. It's all meat.
All meat all
grills
time.
Are made for meat.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. Leave your asparagus. Go cook that somewhere else. We're cooking steaks here. What particular kind of steaks? Americans try to determine what constitutes the perfect steak to cook on a 4th of July weekend. In fact, 50% of respondents to the poll have a traditional cookout day during the summer, and the number one day, of course, is July 4th, or 63%. The average respondent plans to attend how many cookouts in the coming months? What do you think?
Ooh, I'm going to say 10?
Sorry, 6 cookouts.
Oh.
6. And when you get there, what's the favorite cut of steak for Americans? If you're going to throw a steak on the grill, Americans are like, give me a blank. Any thoughts on that? Fire me some steaks. Here we
T-bone.
Go.
T-bone.
Anybody else?
Flank.
Flank.
Yeah, the porterhouse.
Porterhouse. April, the number one choice to throw on the grill for Americans is what?
I said T-bone.
T-bone it is. Woo-hoo! T-bones.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we love a good T-bone.
It's the best of both worlds.
That's right. You get all you could possibly want in there. Plus, it's an excellent nickname.
Totally. T-bone. One of the best nicknames.
Hey, T-bone just got here. Yep. To the cookout. You going to a cookout this weekend, April?
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, you want to go over to Whip's mom and dad's house? Whip's dad's going to be working the grill. Yeah.
Makes good burgers.
I like it.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers, too.
Should ask him to throw a T-bone on
Maybe
there.
Maybe we can throw a T-bone or a flank.
What do we have? You're pushing the flanks
hard. I just like saying it. It's just fun to say flank.
You got to marinate that for a long time.
Flank steaks are tough, though, aren't they?
Yeah, that's
probably.
Get yourself a nice T-bone that emerged on the top, followed by the porterhouse, the ribeye, and the filet.
Mm-hmm.
Those are America's favorite cuts of meat to throw on the steak July 4th. How do you think they like it cooked? Cooked? What's the number one choice?
Medium rare.
You don't have to raise your hand, Melissa. You can just yell. Nobody can see you raise your hand. Medium rare. Anybody else?
Medium, medium.
Medium, medium.
I'm going to go just medium.
Shockingly well done.
Oh, there you go.
What?
Why would you ruin a perfectly good steak by doing that to it?
Yeah, that was at my house. The more char, the better.
Yeah, I have a buddy who's like, unless it is like eating a shoe, I don't want it.
Yeah, well, it's weird. Where that bacteria?
That's terrible. 21% voted well done. That was the number one choice. Followed by medium well, followed by medium.
Yeah, there
you go. No medium rare to be found, Melissa.
Is there a medium on there somewhere?
Yeah, some people like it still mooing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like people don't really know how to get those temperatures right anyway.
I'm your grill guy.
Really?
You want it medium rare? You want it medium? I'll get you there.
Do you do it by time or by touching it, like to see how tough it is?
I go purely by feel.
Oh, by feel?
I go just my instincts.
You're like a gut instinct?
Yeah,
you don't just cut it open or something?
Well, at the end I do. I'm like, what do you want? You want a medium? Okay. And then I get done. I hand it to him. I go, check it.
Uh-huh.
And they cut it open. They're like, oh my God, it's medium. I'm like, I know.
You set it aside for a couple of minutes so it like settles down.
That's an important part. A lot of people don't remember or don't realize. Take it off just a little bit early, and then because the next two or three minutes, it's going to keep cooking.
Yeah.
You top them simply with salt and pepper. That's the number one choice. You pair it with a baked potato to round out the meal,
yes.
And that's America's favorite July 4th holiday meal.
I can talk about this all day.
Well, I'm sorry we've run out of time. I'm still having a hard time processing that number from earlier today. We were talking about the weekend, and an announcement was made. He made $1 million donation to COVID-19 relief. And I don't care how much money you have, $1 million.
Yeah.
That's a huge donation to anything. I didn't think the weekend had that kind of money. I mean, I know he has a lot of money, but
yeah.
You know, I was thinking, oh, $20 million? That's $1 million out of $20 million is a lot.
Yeah.
And then Whip did a little research, and he's worth $90 million.
That's what the last Forbes list claimed.
He gets $1 million every time he gets on stage at concerts. And a ton of money from downloads.
Obviously so.
Yeah. I looked to see if maybe he had a cologne or something.
There's got to be something.
Haven't found it yet.
Even the most successful musicians, we always look that up, and then it'll be like the bulk of their money came from some extra thing. Mm-hmm. Like you know.
All right, so let's look.
Yeah, I don't know what his is, though.
Let's look up like Britney Spears. You know, she's got the cologne that Melissa wears, the perfume.
Yeah.
If she wears it, you can smell through the window. The one that made me sneeze earlier.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what is she worth? She had a bunch of hit songs about 15 years ago that have had a chance to pile up some money on them.
The first thing that comes, oh, man, there's very, very wide range here.
What does Forbes say? Since we're going with Forbes. Does it say?
I'll have to Google the word Forbes.
Yeah, fire that up.
First thing comes up is $59 million, then the next thing says $215 million. So I don't know.
Right. Wow. Well, maybe $59 million from her singing career, $215 million from her perfume and shoes.
Forbes says $34 million.
See, there you go. Are you thrown by that? That's a lot of money. But would you have thought The Weeknd has triple the money Britney Spears has? Triple.
Well, only because he's still performing.
Understood. But just in general, does it triple the money?
Probably not, because she has had so many hits in the past. But yeah, he's still got new things coming out, and she hasn't really
understood. Usually, all those new things too. You know, everybody gets a cut of that action.
Right.
They always say artists make money after their careers have really been going a while, because in the beginning they're paying everybody back.
Yeah,
for all the have your music career get started by the people you need to help you.
What do they say? Like an artist doesn't make a dime to like their third album.
Right.
Yeah. Generally, something like that. So $90 million.
And I thought I saw that he kind of made it big in 2012.
Ariana Grande. Lady Gaga. Right. So what's Lady Gaga worth, according to Forbes, or Ariana Grande? Just for comparison's sake, the $90 million that The Weeknd gets. We're just talking a little money around here.
Fun with
you. Whoa.
What?
What? So Ariana Grande grossed $146 million in 2019.
Lady Gaga, her net worth is $275 million, according to this thing.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Lady Gaga, not Ariana. I don't know. I can't.
Said Eric in the biggest understatement of the day.
Yeah. Well, then he's broke compared to them.
These things are all over. Just a caveat on this. These things are all over the map, though.
Sure.
I think they have to. I think they piece it together from other things, and then they come up with their own.
From the same Google searches we're doing.
Exactly. They come up with their own figuring, you know. But
Camila Cabello.
Cabello.
What's she worth? Camila Cabello.
Anyone?
Okay. That one's hard to spell. Give me a second. Okay.
There we go. Niall Horanwhip.
$14 million, according to celebrity net worth for Camila.
So Camila Cabello, you know, all of her time and boy, she in Fifth Harmony.
Yeah.
And then Fifth Harmony.
Ooh.
Fifth Harmony.
Niall's doing all right.
Yeah, Niall's at $70 million.
Yeah, One Direction though.
Yeah, One Direction money. Niall Horan, One Direction money, solo money, $70 million. The Weeknd's $90 million.
Wow. What? Yeah, I mean, The Weeknd was also in the Uncut Gems.
Go ahead and look at his salary. He's probably
not scared for that. Hey, want to be in a good movie? All right.
That's going to be like $250 grand.
You know, since you brought up Camila Cabello, I looked up Shawn Mendes. It says he's only $22 million.
Ah, chump change.
$1 million for each of his years on Earth.
Maybe I'm the only guy that's thrown by The Weeknd having $90 million. Look at that. On Tidbit Wednesday, right here on The Mix. Stories, stories, stories. A lot of them that I think will shock you today. Shock your sensibilities today on Tidbit Wednesday. Starting off with a big cup of coffee, LiveLeak says some Starbucks customers are installing their own COVID-19 curtains on their car. They're placing black trash bags on their driver's side window in order to protect themselves from the coronavirus. They go to the drive-through window where they only stick their hand through the bag in order to pay and retrieve the drink.
Aha!
Huh. Okay.
Pretty dramatic, extreme measures they're going to.
For sure.
Or you could stop by this coffee shop. There's a California dad who built a mini coffee shop in his backyard from the ground up.
Oh, cute. Aww.
Little house, little coffee shop. He's got a coffee machine in there. He's got a couple of tables outside.
Mm-hmm. I love
that. So he can sit at his own coffee shop. The California dad made good use of the last 3 months in self-isolation, built his family their very own coffee shop in the backyard. His daughter, Juliana, documented the process on Twitter in a post that has since gone viral. Did my dad really build a coffee shop in the backyard all by himself within 3 months? Absolutely, she said. So if you search Twitter, I'm certain you can find that.
What a handyman.
You know what I love is that people are doing all these creative, fun things this summer in their backyards, like she sheds and tiki bars and all kinds of fun things.
Are they doing she sheds? Or are they just doing those in State Farm commercials where they burn down?
Totally. No, State Farm.
They're doing them.
Are they?
Yeah.
Here's what I enjoy about summer. Light drinking. A study says light drinking may protect brain function.
Oh, good for you. Well, you might be on the heavier end.
Yeah, light. What's this light drinking?
Yeah, that's true. A new study from the University of Georgia shows that light to moderate drinking may preserve brain function into older age. The big question about all this is, can you trust anybody from Georgia?
I don't think so.
Nah.
Woman nearly dies when blood vessel in brain bursts as she tries to hit a high note at karaoke.
Oh, no!
What?
Yeah. Tries to go for that high note in that Journey song.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like exactly. A Whitney
blood
Houston
vessel
song?
Burst.
Gotta know your limits.
A Chinese woman nearly died after a blood vessel in her brain burst when she tried to belt out a high note during the karaoke section. The 55-year-old suffered a blinding headache and started throwing up, as much of the crowd did too, when she was singing a high-pitched song at a family party.
Oh, it's a shame.
How insane.
You're probably asking what song she was singing. I can't answer it because it's in Chinese.
Okay.
Qingsha Tibet Plateau, a classic Chinese folk song.
By Journey, then.
She was belting it. I think it is a Chinese Journey.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
I think it is. Woman finishes off wine after crash as police find bottle of rosé and glass in her car. Mm. So she's crashing finished the crash, and the police were there, and she's like, let me just polish this off before we...
Before we really
get me in trouble. Yeah. If I'm going to be in trouble, I'm going to make sure to take care of this expensive bottle of rosé I had.
Don't let it go to waste.
Police chase zoo's escaped peacock through a New York neighborhood.
Oh, God.
You know, Whip was talking about zoos opening up here.
Yeah, that's right.
Brookfield, all of them. Police in New York ended up in an unusual chase when a peacock escaped from the Prospect Park Zoo and went for a run through Brooklyn.
Have you ever encountered a peacock?
In person, other than at a zoo?
Yeah.
I have not.
They're pretty vicious. I have. My great-grandma had one in Serbia.
No kidding.
And we still have the feathers from that poor little bird.
Oh, they're so
kidding.
Pretty.
Was it the male that has the big, beautiful feathers?
Yes, it's male. And it was like this aqua blue. It was beautiful. But you get too close to that as a little kid, it'll start like attacking you.
Right. Is it standard in Serbia to have a peacock as a pet? Is it a pet?
There was very strange animals. Like also, my uncle had an what are those things called?
Turtles?
No, like a very big bird that has long legs. Looks
a
like
flamingo?
A
flamingo.
No, not a flamingo. An
pelican.
Orchid.
An orchid's a flower.
I know, but the orchid version of an animal. What's that called?
What are those?
The orchid flower version of an animal.
What are those ones that run really fast?
Yeah,
stork.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Ostrich?
Ostrich! Oh, the ones that run, yeah. They, yeah.
There you go. See, it sounds like an orchid.
It does.
Sorry.
But not if orchid sounded like ostrich.
Yes.
Yeah. Ravenous rats the size of beavers are invading UK homes during the lockdown.
Oh, man. Keep that
oh, come on, you guys. If you saw a rat that big,
I would be concerned.
You'd lose your mind.
I've seen them not too far off from that in the city, by the way.
First, the ominous green glow appeared around Mars. Then we were invaded by murder hornets. Now, starving rats the size of beavers are flocking to homes around the UK during the lockdown, searching for crumbs of food.
Yeah.
Well, they say, you know, the rats around here have slimmed down because of all the restaurants being closed.
And they are going into places they normally wouldn't, like people's homes, because their normal places aren't there.
And finally, on Tidbit Wednesday, man drives stolen fire truck to Alaska bar with the siren and lights on.
Well, you got to use it if you got it.
That's a dream.
What, are you going to drive a fire truck without the siren and lights on if you've taken it?
Going to make an entrance.
You're going to go all out on this one. An Alaska fisherman stole a fire truck, turned on the sirens, and drove the emergency vehicle 15 miles down the road, parked it outside the fisherman's bar in Neck, Alaska.
Nice.
According to the Anchorage Daily News, Bristol Bay Borough Police said that Dawson Cody Porter was arrested outside the watering hole following his 30-minute ride. Fun with fire trucks. The Mix, The Weeknd, cannot feel his face. I think that could be COVID. I think.
It's a weird.
Or maybe malaria. Could it be malaria?
The doctor should know.
We should ask. Ask Dr. Ngozi Ezike, the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. You saw her for weeks and weeks, months.
Yeah.
Every day at 2:30 with the governor detailing our fight with COVID-19 and all the plans involved with it here in the great state of Illinois. And she joins us now. When someone can't feel their face, Dr. Ezike, is that a sign of a COVID-19 infection? Do you know?
You might be on to something new that's not described in the literature. We need to do some investigation.
Yeah. That's something to look into. That's all I'm saying.
Gotta look.
That's
all
always
new information.
That's right. Thank you for joining us today. We really enjoyed watching you, and Whip in particular has like a schoolboy crush on you from watching you for months and months on end and all that you would share. How do you feel we as a state are doing right now? You see all the other states having rollbacks, yet we continue, it seems, to move forward in a positive manner.
Yes, I am cautiously optimistic. Illinois has done a fabulous job, and so I'm saluting all the residents of Illinois for really enduring, you know, the difficulties and the hardship associated with really standing down, minimizing interaction, you know, washing their hands, doing all these good things. And they were rewarded with some things opening. So we have to have some cautious or guarded optimism as we move forward, making sure that we maintain those gains and don't erase them. But, of course, that involves those three W's, watching your distance, washing your hands, and wearing a face covering. So we can't have the opening of our state with all the increased gatherings without those three W's. The math doesn't work out if we do one without the other.
Is there any truth to, because I had seen a story and I talked to a physician yesterday that said that the COVID-19 is evolving and the second phase that we're getting is kind of a different strain of COVID-19 and that perhaps it might not have the same strength, meaning if we'd gotten the one we got back in last December, January, February, March, if we got that one again, we'd be in big trouble again. Is there anything to that that you know about?
Yeah, I am reading a lot of conflicting reports. I don't think that is clear yet. We don't know what will come out in the fall if something new is approaching. We know that the flu virus looks a little different. We know that that mutates quite a bit. You know, the vaccine is trying to guess at what it might look like each year. We're hoping, I think a lot of reports I read said that this new novel coronavirus doesn't mutate quite as much as some other viruses, which could be a good thing, that the virus we have become acquainted with now is stable and might stay the same way. That's a good thing. But a lot of answers we just don't have yet. And some of it is like watch and see and wait and discover. And we will know more as we progress.
How do you feel personally, and not only personally, but as a physician and as the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, about kids going back to school towards the end of August?
I know, and also as a mom, I know some of the setbacks associated with the remote learning. I know that not all settings are as equipped as other settings to have been able to promote that. And we know how important education, socialization. So as a pediatrician and understanding the development and socialization that's required from being in that school setting, I absolutely know how important it is to be in person. As the director of public health and physician, obviously I'm concerned about transmission in those settings, both amongst kids and amongst the health professionals. And so that's why trying to marry those two priorities, we're really trying to see if there is the safest possible way. A lot of things are still in flux and up in the air. We don't really know what the situation will be in end of August, September. So we may have no choice but to do remote learning. But if we are in a position where we can do in-person learning, we have to start thinking about how to do that in the safest way possible. And so we're working with higher ed and ISBE, the State Board of Education. You know, we're planning tabletop exercises to kind of go through scenarios and vignettes of how we would deal with certain situations that are likely to occur. So we want to be as prepared as possible. I think we have great partners with the State Board of Education to get this right and make people as safe as possible.
Dr. Ezeka, I'd like to introduce you to Whip, our news guy, who has put down the plastic bag that he's been breathing into, or the paper bag, because he's so nervous. Whip, did you have a question for Dr. Ezeka?
Well, I have a few, but okay. I'll start out with this one. So you were appearing on TV every single day for a couple of months there with the governor, and I wondered if during that period, or even now, if you could walk down the street without people knowing you and waving and saying, hello, Dr. Ezeka, maybe even asking for autographs. Are you kind of a celebrity now?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I go about my business. I go to the stores. I pump my gas. Mm-hmm. I rarely get recognized. So no issues there.
You know, when you were doing all of those updates and then you would say, now I'm going to do it in Spanish, I would always go, all right, here we go. Here comes the good stuff. I said on the air a bunch of times, I really want her to just one day say, and now I will give these remarks in Portuguese or in Mandarin. Do you speak other languages?
I do speak a few other languages. I do speak French.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oui, oui.
Yeah. I speak some African languages. Uh-huh. So, yeah. No. I am a student of languages. I'm always trying to learn new languages. You know, when we used to travel, we would go to different places, and I would always try to learn as much as I could to try to be a little bit conversant when I got into the new travel destination. And a lot of languages are similar. I know, like, from traveling to Brazil, I had tried Portuguese. It's so similar to my French and my Spanish that needs to mixing those two together. Like, the Brazilians thought I was one of them. So, no, languages are beautiful. It's a wonderful entry someone's culture.
Right.
And I appreciate the ability to be able to connect with people on that level.
That could be a huge podcast. The Dr. Ezeka podcast, in which she gives you a different language every single day. Oh, my God. It would blow up.
Let's set it up.
You know, Dr. Ezeka, we had the governor on a couple of weeks ago and chatted with him, and I invited him to the Guns N' Roses show if he can make sure that it happened. And he kicked around the idea. And then I invited him onto the golf course if he could get foursomes happening. And then that kind of happened. And I know that you've been talking a little bit of golf, and your husband is a big golfer, from what I understand, about the BMW championship and all that coming on. We also talked to him about something that a rumor has gotten back to us from several people that know you who said something to me. I'm going to play that clip of us with the governor about you, okay?
Okay.
All right, give this a listen. Can you please, at some point, if you can find the opportunity, confirm for us that Dr. Ezeka, I have been told through very good sources, she is an unbelievable tennis player.
That's right. It's actually right. Everybody I run into in the medical community has said if they play tennis, they say, oh, you don't want to play her, she'll beat you.
Right.
So she's tough. She is tough. I think she's Wimbledon quality.
There you go. The governor says you're an unbelievable tennis player and has confirmed it. Any truth to that?
I am passionate about tennis. I'm an ex-collegiate player, not in tennis, but I have picked up tennis in the last couple of years and have really taken to it. I'm an avid USTA player. I was playing matches every weekend, captaining teams, going to playoffs, advancing to state championships, and really just advancing through the rankings with my rating.
You were so talented.
So I'm so excited.
How can you not
get back to that? I just had a match yesterday and won 6-0, 6-1 with my incredible partner.
Oh, wow.
Do you stink at anything?
You might want to ask my kids that.
Are you like a bad cook, or you're not really good at yard work?
Right, Can you carry a park? Can you apply, your makeup?
Any of those?
I've learned. Being on TV every day, I really wasn't a big fan of makeup, and have had to actually learn that a little bit, and so I at least know how to put it on. So I'm getting there.
Well, good for
you. I'm teachable.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Dr. Zeke, it is a pleasure having you on. Thank you for all you do for the state of Illinois and all you continue to do. And anytime you want to go out on the tennis court and kick my ass, let's get that done.
Thanks for the invitation. Love to.
All right. Congratulations on all the success Illinois is having with your leadership. And we hope to talk to you soon.
Let's keep it up.
For sure. Thank you, Dr. Ezekiel. This is the Eric in the Morning podcast, brought to you by ComEd. ComEd is suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least July 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661.